Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or opinions, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will for sure put you on the air. Now, let's see. Right now it's 66 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 81. Tomorrow, high 82. Thursday, high 83. Friday, high 84. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we're looking at rain, okay? So I'm telling you guys, the weather is changing right now. As we speak, the weather is changing. Okay? The weather is changing. All right? So you guys be prepared for it. I'm telling you, put some sleeves on in the evening or a jacket, light jacket or something to keep yourself from getting sick. But, you know, The weather's changing right now, okay? I mean, it's 66 degrees right now. Sun's up and everything, and it's, you know, it's usually 66 at night, right? So watch that, guys, and not only you, but your kids as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is, let's see how to pronounce this now. It's spelled S-A-L-U-B-R-I-O-U-S, salubrious. Salubrious. Salubrious is an adjective, and it means favorable to or promoting health or well-being. Now, see, and this is part for the perfect segue into the show. It says favorable to promoting health or well-being. Now, the reason I say that's a great lead into the show is because if you guys are on my distribution list or what have you, you know what the show is about, okay? Now, and you guys are listening online or whatever through Facebook or whatever, you guys know what the show is about. Now, there are some people that just pick up and call right into the show without knowing what's going on. Today's show is entitled, You Have to Be a Real SOB to Treat the People of Puerto Rico Like Animals. I mean, you know, and discuss is some reasons food is just sitting there in the port and not being distributed or not being sent to Puerto Rico. Why is that? And you think that, I mean, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of, maybe even 1,000 of those containers, those ship containers. Y'all know those big containers, the ship containers that are sitting in the port full of food and water. And Puerto Rico is devastated over there. I mean, I was coming back from Florida. I was getting a ride from the rental car place to the airport on the shuttle. And this guy, Hector, who was driving, he said he was from Puerto Rico. And most of his family is still in Puerto Rico. And he was just, you know, the guy had glasses on, but I could tell he was having a tough time. And he was talking about how his family's doing in Puerto Rico and how bad it is there. I mean, I saw a video of people trying to get gas, the gas station. And I tell you, I'm serious about this. There was people parked, people standing in line, waiting, trying to get gas, and they were putting gas in any and every container they could figure out. It was miles and miles of traffic, cars just sitting behind each other, trying to get to this one gas station. Now, I don't know if that's the only gas station that was functioning or what have you, but that's the way it is there. And the place is devastated. Now, Puerto Rico is, and I had someone send me a message saying that it's their government who's holding up everything. It's Puerto Rico's government who's holding up everything. But it's not. It's our government who's holding up things. Puerto Rico is United States territory. So that's our government. It's not someone else's government. It's not their government. It's our government who's holding things up. It's that SOB in the White House. Now, you don't think that if you were the most powerful man in the world, that you couldn't pick up the phone or sign some type of order or whatever and get that stuff, that food and that water over to Puerto Rico? You don't think that the most powerful office in the world can't do that? If that's what you think, you are sadly mistaken. And I hope the guy who sent me the message is listening to the show. I hope he calls in and talks to me. you know, because it's been almost 2 weeks now since, well, was it Irma came through there and tore up the place? And you know, when the hurricane comes to small islands like that and different islands like that, they have nowhere to go. They ain't like the U.S. where you could, you know, if the hurricane was coming here, you could pack up your stuff and drive to Tennessee, Virginia, or, you know, you can go west towards, well, not Alabama, but you can go into Mississippi and Arkansas, Texas. You can go anywhere west. You can go anywhere north, South Carolina, North Carolina, anywhere. You can get out of there before the storm is. But you're sitting on the island. That's you're sitting there by yourself. All you can do is hunker down and hope and pray that it's not as bad as maybe they're saying. That's all you can do. And some people lost their lives, you know, that happens. But the ladies, the men, and the kids should not be there starving or you know, thirsting for water. Not with the United States sitting right here. Not with all this food and water sitting in the port, waiting to go to Puerto Rico. Why isn't it there? That's all we want to know. Why isn't it there? Why is it just sitting here? Why? And they did an interview with one of the guys at the port where the containers are, and he says it's a political matter, and that's what it is. It's a political matter. Why does politics come into play when something happens? Why did the people of Texas and Houston get aid? How did they get aid? How? Or better yet, why did they get aid? Why did they get aid? It's America. That's why they got aid. Because it's America. And the people that run the government and run these United States, you know, they're of a different color. The people of Puerto Rico don't have the right skin color. Yeah, I said it. But it's true. It's true. You know, Florida, get aid. Texas gets aid. Puerto Rico, nah. Some people will probably lose their life because of this. How can you live with yourself? There was so much, you know, they talked so much about how Bush handled Katrina. Well, the people in New Orleans down in that fourth ward, fifth ward, whatever it is down there, weren't the right in color. Use the race thing to do, to throw things out there. That's all they do. They use the race car. And you know, you got a president up there whom himself is an SOB. But then he talk about the football players calling them SOBs. I mean, come on, man. You're actually messing with the wrong NFL. You're messing with the wrong group of people. These guys are out there daily on one of these doing some kind of community service work right now. Right now as we speak. I guarantee you that. Well, Frank, he isn't talking about all of them. Well, they are teams. They aren't individually like that. They are a team. This is not golf. They are a team. So you talk about these guys kneeling for the flag. Well, that's not even what it's about. They kill me with talking about the flag, patriotism. That's not what this is about. But in order to change the outlook or the spectrum of what's going on, they talk about the flag. Because what? They don't want to talk about police brutality to people of color. That's what kneeling during the national anthem, that's what that's all about. The kneeling is all about police brutality within neighborhoods of people of color. That's what. Not about a flag, not about the military. It's nothing about being patriotic. Well, actually it is, because Kaepernick is being patriotic, because he's standing up or kneeling down for his fellow man. Not the government. Not the government, guys. Come on, think about what's going on. This has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the flag, has nothing to do with the national anthem, has nothing to do with that stuff. Zero. He just had a platform to stand on, and he used the platform, but now they're whole different direction. Now this man, who's a great quarterback, now he doesn't even have a job. And you can't tell me that he's not a good quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he could be starting somebody's team right now. But the NFL and the media has put such a spin on this thing that none of the teams now want to take a chance on Colin Kaepernick. Frank, what about next year? Well, next year quite a ways away. So we don't want to talk about next year. We'll talk about next year when next year comes. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't even know what's going to happen in the next hour. So we don't want to talk about next year. We want to talk about the gift that God gave us, which is the present, right now. That's why they call it the present. It's a present. It's a gift from God. So, you know, when you talk about Colin Kaepernick, it's not about the flag. It's about police brutality. It's about so many injustices towards people of color in the United States. Say, well, Frank, he doing something, man, that's gonna push things back, and we just starting to get things pushing. We're trying to push things forward. He's pushing them back. Well, he's not pushing them back. He's bringing awareness to what's going on, or he's trying to. But now they've silenced him. We hadn't heard anything from Colin Kaepernick in the past, what? I don't know. Seen him on TV, but they're not asking him questions, letting him speak in front of people. They've put a spin on this in a whole different direction. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in. You have your opportunity every day to call in. Press that number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air. We can talk. You know, and so, you know, the way things happen in the United States, and you have to be conscious of this. You have to know, you need to know, you want to know what's going on. Now, we with the internet, you can hear stuff and see stuff immediately. It just, bam, it's online, and you can watch the video right now. It happened 5 minutes ago. Somebody took a bitty video and put it on Facebook. Now you can watch it. 5 minutes ago. When I was growing up, we couldn't do that. We had video cameras. We didn't have any phones with the camera on it, but we had video cameras. We could do videos of things, but we didn't just carry the video around like we do our phones, right? You got a camera, you got a video camera, all that on you. You got a telephone right there on your hip. We didn't have that when I was growing up. We didn't have the internet when I was growing up. Well, it was there, but we weren't using it like we use it now. So now everything's at the speed of light. Bam, you can hit it. You can get it tomorrow. Bam, you can order it from California and get it tomorrow. Bam, here it comes. Bam, it'll be here at 3 o'clock. Bam, you can track your package. Bam, you can all this stuff. Why can't we get some food from a port over to Puerto Rico? People are starving. People are starving in Puerto Rico. I don't care if they're white, black, green, orange, or blue. But the president, Trump, is sitting back being stupid. Now, maybe today, now that he and his wife are going to Puerto Rico, maybe he'll sit in Puerto Rico and get somebody throw a shoot at him, or somebody spit on him, or somebody shoot at him, or something happened in Puerto Rico. Maybe he'll come back home and figure out how to get that stuff down there. Because I'm telling you something right now. The emotional button on Donald Trump doesn't exist. He doesn't care how you feel or I feel. He gonna do what he wants to do. Period. He's the worst we've ever seen. Okay? We supposed to be a peaceful country. We supposed to be helping. We supposed to be bringing peace to the globe, to people around the world. The United States, we supposed to be the peacemakers, peacekeepers. We supposed to help the little guy when the big guy starts to jump on him and this, that, and the United States step in and say, hey, hold on. That's my buddy. But he wants to be the big badass, and he wants to flex his muscles. He wants to go and he wants to tell North Korea, if y'all, we gonna blow you off the map. Hey, those fighting words. Why don't we put him and the little guy from North Korea, Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is. Why don't we put him and Donald Trump in a boxing ring together and let them go at it and say the last man standing wins. Trump, get your ass in there. Fight.
I don't know how to fight. But I got somebody here that does.
No. You have to fight.
But I don't know how to fight. I've never been in the Army. I've never been in the Marines. I've never been in the Air Force. I've never been in those things.
He is a classic SOB. He calling other people SOBs. So he talking about you and your mom. When you talk about my mom, those are fighting words. Those are fighting words. And then I'm going to turn the subject a little bit here. I know y'all all probably heard about it. The guy that shot all these people out in some type of somewhere in Vegas at a country music concert. Country and Western, or whatever they called it, concert. Now, you know that, you know, probably 95% of those people were not of color. They got gunned down, 59 dead. Another 500 or so injured, wounded, and some millionaire that's bought a lot of guns, lost his damn mind, goes there and shoots up the place. Unbelievable. They went to his hotel room and 23 guns, I believe. What are you gonna do with 23 guns in your hotel room? This guy's a millionaire, so he got the money to buy his guns. But you bring all 23 of them to the hotel with you. What was this guy thinking? And then I watched a video of this federal sheriff or whatever testifying in front of some of the members of Congress, and he said it. He said that there's more white on white crime than black on black crime. I mean, it's easy. That's not hard to figure out. Because there's so many more white people than black people. Their numbers going to be high. Their numbers are more than white on white crime is more than black on black crime. But they spin it as a percentage, and it's just a small percent because it's so many of them. And it's a big percent for people of color because there's so few of them. Y'all understand? But they spin it to you as, hey, black on black crime is high. Look at those numbers. Look at white on white crime. That's low. But if it was just as many of them, as just as many white people as it is black people, their crime would be off the charts. Off the charts. Off the charts. So don't allow people things to you that aren't true. Okay? Don't. Just ask them a question. Okay, just ask them a question. How many more of you? Just ask. And when you think about so much stuff going on, just not up in North Georgia. I think it was Rome or somewhere up in North Georgia that this white dude looked like he owned some dope or whatever, killed the police officer. Killed a police officer. That was what? White on white crime. So, people spin this like they want to spin it. They put it out there like they want to put it out there. Not like it is, but like they want it to be. They want you to perceive it that way. But you got to have parents, you got to have people that you listen to, that you love dearly, that you listen to, that'll give you the facts. When I grew up, my mom told me the facts. And she said, if you want to make it in this society, you have to play the game. Because they have created the arena. They created this credit. They created the mortgages. They created the, all these things that's a part of your life. You have to learn this stuff and learn how to play the game. If you learn how to play the game, you'll make it through life. Just learn it. And then teach your kids. Play the game. Teach your kids how to play the game. And if they play it better than you, they'll have a better life than you. That's what we want for our kids, is a better life than what we had. I don't want to give them more than I. I'm not going to put myself out there giving them more than I got. I'm going to give them what I got. Y'all with me? I want to give them what I got. I didn't get a car at 16 years old. I didn't get a car at 16. Got a car a little bit after that, but I didn't get a car at 16. Some people give their kids brand new cars at 16. Why? Did you get a brand new car at 16 years old? No, you didn't. So why give your kid a brand new car at 16 years old? Give them. Hey guys, I'm over my time. I think. Well, I got a couple of more minutes, but join the show tomorrow, guys. I'm going to have a better show on tomorrow. I'm not going to talk about this SOB that we got up in in the White House. I'm just going to. We're going to move on from that. I know I'm going to get some threats and some heavy emails, and I've already been getting texts about it, so whatever. But, you know, I said what I wanted to say. I'm done with it, and I continue to pray for those people in Puerto Rico. Keep your heads up. Try to make it this spring. I'm over. And I'm out. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 years.
Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing the foes.
A knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose.
JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, Gat touched and lean.
I split your spleen. As a matter of fact, I split your team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean.
I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beans. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamine.
Oink, oink, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware needs a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget your fucking manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I shoot the cannon. The woolly mammoth, saber tooth, bitch, bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as them whites will come. I pull up in a black Lotus, your plaques are bogus. So I strip them off the wall, waiting for my cue to corner pocket eight ball. You racking them up, I'm big paper like pancakes, stacking them up. In fact, I'm slapping them up. Cadillac is a truck, I can't lose with 22s, bitch, that's what's up. Running in the back to fuck, better than this the aqueduct. Chilling in the
Yo. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Now the party don't start till I walk in, and I usually don't leave until the thing is. But in the meantime, in between time, you work your thing, I work mine. I've been putting it down here since 83, since the Lake Show MD rivalry, when Frozen Paradise was the place to be. If you was riding, you was bumping the homie Shy D. I'm the MVP, most ballin'est player. Make my own rules, bitch, call me the mayor. Monday night, gentlemen's club. Tuesday night, I'm up in the velvet room getting fucked up.
Wednesday,
I'm at Stroker's on lean.
Thursday,
jump clean, then I fall up in cream.
Friday,
Shark Bar Kaya with Frank Ski.
Right on the flow is where you can find me.
Saturday, is off the heezy for sheezy. You can find me up in one tweezy.
Sunday,
is when I get my sleep in. Cause on Monday, we be at it again.